Hey friend, I've heard many clients say while they're in the middle of experiencing the excitement of weight loss, increased energy, and a newfound love for cooking, that they're afraid of losing all the progress they've made. They start thinking about the times in the past where they were successful, but then something came up and totally derailed them, or they remember the ways that they just sabotaged themselves and created another situation where they ended up back where they started after putting in a ton of effort into their healthy habits or their weight loss. Right now, I've actually got quite a few former clients who have rejoined me in my newest course, the Healthy Weight Loss Academy. So cute. They really missed the community and just wanted a refresher. And it was so awesome on one of our first calls. It honestly just blessed me so much to hear them share the habits and perspective that they are still holding on to and have maintained since working with them. Even one of them, she started working with me like 7 years ago and is still implementing the things that she's learned. And I tell you that to encourage you and to get you excited, because in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing the top 5 things that I believe kill momentum and derail progress when you're establishing healthy habits. And these are the same things that I gave to my clients and give to my clients when I'm encouraging them to create healthy habits that last. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and 2 kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. When I look back at the times of my life when I've made the most progress on any kinds of goals, there's something that was consistent in what I was doing in each of those seasons. It's something that honestly, when I'm not making as much progress and feeling off the rails and discouraged, that I think, does that really make a difference? Do you want to know what that one thing was? It was spending time intentionally looking at my calendar, reviewing my habits from the previous week, and planning out what I was going to do the next. There's just something about being intentional and taking time to look at what's going on and to reflect about it. It's when I'm running around in response to everything, trying to put out fires here and there, feeling overwhelmed, that I feel like I'm incapable of actually juggling all that I have going on, let alone implementing healthy habits. And I really want you to have all the tools you need to get organized, to be intentional, and to make a healthy lifestyle a reality. A friend of mine, a super good friend who is the queen of intentionality and time management and systems, she is joining me and putting together an incredible bundle called The Intentional and Healthy Woman, based on feedback we received from Christian women like you wanting to stop feeling so spread thin and unable to make healthy habits that last. You can get on the wait list for when this resource is coming live, which is later this month, by going to visiondrivenhealth.com/intentional. I've seen it. You're putting in work. You've already made the decision to start making healthy habits. It's been a few weeks. You're feeling good. You're seeing results. The scale is moving down. You feel like a new you. But then the thought creeps into your head, I wonder how long this will last. It's just a matter of time before I end up back where I started again. Gosh, I hope I can keep this up. What if I just stop doing this? What if I lose motivation? What if I can't stick with it? What if all this work is for nothing? Friend, we've all been there. Success can actually be scary because we're afraid we'll lose it. Here's the thing. Fear is not from God. Have you ever heard what fear is an acronym for? It is F-E-A-R, fake events appearing real. We start to create the narrative that things are going to go south before there's ever any evidence of that. But then because we've let failure and fear become the focus, we actually set that as our destination. But friend, that does not have to be your story. So today, like I said, I am sharing 5 big momentum killers in order that you can be prevented from making your efforts and wherever you're at in your health journey, seeing the progress. I don't want this to become another attempt that doesn't work out. So let's start with number one. And this isn't necessarily in order of the most, the biggest killer to momentum to the least, but they're just in an order that I just wrote them in. Number one is focusing on the scale. You cannot let the scale determine your habits. I'm going to say that again because it's really important. You cannot let the scale determine your habits because healthy weight loss is a byproduct of healthy habits. Weight loss does not determine health. Like I said, it can be the result of health, but it can also be the result of poor choices. Healthy habits don't guarantee health or weight loss, but they are what create true health. We don't want to stop doing what actually creates health because we don't see the scale move. This is my point. If we step on the scale and we're like, oh man, I didn't lose any weight. Ah, well, what's the point? And then you just go back to old habits that do not serve your body whatsoever, then we're missing the whole point. If you step on the scale and it goes up and you have the same thought, or if the scale goes down and you try all the harder, it's creating habits based around the number of the scale instead of creating habits around a focus of intentional body stewardship, of caring for your well-being for the sake of the kingdom, and something that can be honestly a lot more motivating and powerful in helping you to maintain momentum than if we just go off of whether or not we're losing weight fast enough. We don't want our reason for doing healthy habits to be just so we lose weight. You will lose momentum to do what is good and beneficial to your body if the scale is what determines why you're doing it. Even if you've operated this way in the past, it is not too late to create your why from something beyond weight loss, to go a little bit deeper, to go a little bit farther, to find something that's truly meaningful to you. So that's number one. Momentum will stop, will end if the scale is what you're using for it. Number two, the all or nothing mentality. This can look like doing everything perfectly or quote unquote right for your health for a few days. But then when you go to lunch, you have pizza, then you kind of feel like, well, this whole day and maybe the day after is just kind of already ruined. So then you just eat a bunch of indulgent foods because, well, you know, you're going to go back on track the day after that and try to do it all perfectly again. And it's almost this completely on or completely off dynamic. Another way this can play out is, let's just say you're making progress and you're doing things well, but then there's just a lot going on in your life. Things get crazy. You fall off track. You just have a rough week where things just don't go the way they were when you were really on top of it. And then you're just kind of, you just decide, okay, well, that's it. I gave it my best shot. It just proves this doesn't work. I've got too much going on. And you basically use that failure as an out to keep from moving forward. And you might then start to think things like, well, I guess it was just a matter of time. Or there I go again. can't stick with anything to save my life, or looks like I'm done with this weight loss attempt. And instead, friend, I encourage you to take hold of a growth mindset where you look at shortcomings and setbacks as opportunities to learn about yourself and your patterns so that you can make adjustments and do better moving forward. The momentum doesn't have to stop just because it slowed down. You can keep going even if it's not perfect or exactly how you'd prefer it to be. Something is better than nothing. So that was number two, the all or nothing mentality. Number three is a lack of intentionality. We usually start things super organized and intentional. You make the spreadsheet, you've printed the to-do list, we've got it all organized and figured out. But then as we start to get used to whatever habit we're implementing, it starts to feel a little more familiar, we start to see some success, that's when we start to take our foot off the gas. And lasting change doesn't come accidentally. We have to continue to be intentional, whether that's being intentional with planning your week for meals and workouts, or being intentional with how you start and end your day, being intentional with reminding yourself of your vision and making choices aligned with those goals. All of those are things we need to consistently and continually do if we are serious about wanting to create a healthy lifestyle that lasts. And I mentioned it earlier, but if this is an area that you need support in, I do highly recommend getting in on the Intentional and Healthy Woman wait list so that you can find out about this amazing bundle, get all the details because it's coming out later this month. But I really cannot say enough about this intentionality factor. I've tried the just do things by the seat of your pants method, if it can be called a method, and it just leaves me stressed. And I think sometimes we can get stressed and overwhelmed at the idea of being organized and being intentional. But again, when I look back on my most productive, most successful times, whether that's in my business, whether that is in meal prep, whether that's even in spending time with friends and family or taking care of my kids, there was always intentional thought around it. I was taking time to pause, to reflect, whether that was through journaling or using a planner or some kind of system. Those were the seasons that were the most successful. And so if you're in a place where you are having that momentum, things are going well, whatever intentional things you have in place, routines you have in place, keep doing them. Make sure that you do not stop doing them. They are what has helped you have the results that you've gotten. And it's so important for you to continue implementing those. And you might need to adjust the way you're being intentional. You might find that using the printed out to-do list isn't as effective as creating something on your phone. Or you might find that, you like using a paper planner versus using the calendar in your phone or whatever. But at the end of the day, you still want to make sure that you're taking the time to look at your week, to review your intentions, to put those things in place. Because if you don't, then life is happening to you instead of you choosing how you can show up and live the life that you feel called to do. So that was number three, having a lack of intentionality. Number four, fear of failure and fear of success. I think this one is really common for killing motivation, in part because fear of success is also kind of the fear of failure in disguise, because usually people aren't just straight up afraid of success. That's actually what we all are trying to accomplish. It's the fear of actually succeeding, but then having it all crumble beneath you or fall from underneath you. And I know I did touch on this a little bit already, but I just want to provide you with a verse to chew on. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Friend, it is from our own understanding that we create these negative scenarios that haven't even happened. In the same way, we can trust God to protect our kids, to provide for our needs, and to be with us in hard times. You can trust in God for not just your health, because I think there's a trust in God for our health of like, yeah, God's going to take care of me. I'm going to make it. You know, there's this like broad understanding of that. But I encourage you to consider trusting God with your healthy habits. Specifically, you can trust him to give you the grace to make choices that support your body. You can trust him to keep you on a path that you're establishing that is actually supporting your body and is actually getting you to where you want to be. You don't have to fear failing or hitting your goal and losing it. You can choose to trust God every step of the way and lean into him to keep you on the path that he created you for. It's a path of freedom. It's a path of body stewardship where you're stewarding what God has given you and having hope for your health. And I do want to make a quick comment about body stewardship. I recently have had some very dear people in my life who have been struggling with very, very hard health issues. And you ask someone like, oh, how are you doing? And they're like, I'm breathing. And in the past I've been like, well, yeah, like that's basic. Like we're expecting to breathe, or of course we're expecting, or someone will say I'm vertical and pumping air. Like I'm standing, like I'm able to move or whatever. And it sounded so minimal. Just like, is that the baseline of gratitude we're having? Is like, I mean, there's so much more, but now I feel I'm in such a different place where I'm like, wow, we take for granted that we have cognition, that we have the ability to move around, to walk, to do so many things that some people don't actually have the luxury of because they're going through hard times, because they have different health ailments. And, you know, if you're struggling with something in your health that can be supported or reversed or remedied by implementing some simple healthy habits, I do encourage you to consider what you have to be grateful for and what your body is literally physically capable of. You can stand in the kitchen and cook a meal. Not everybody can do that. You can go for a walk. You can go lift weights. You know, there's some things that feel so basic that are actually a massive resource and opportunity for you that I just really want to encourage you to take hold of, especially if you find yourself in a place of having momentum and you're, you know, concerned about losing that momentum. I say recognize like how far you've come, recognize what's available to you and use that as further motivation to stay the course. Okay, so that was number four, having fear of failure and fear of success, and a tangent on body stewardship. Number five, killer for momentum, is not having support. We are not meant to do this alone. I say it often because I think there's a lot of you who try to do it solo. I honestly think I'm naturally a more of a try and figure it out and do it myself kind of a person, but I'm also so grateful that God has brought a lot of support where I have recognized the power of support in my business, in my own health, in my faith journey, and it's truly been a game changer. Whether that's, you know, small groups or focus groups or coaching programs, you know, in this day and age, there are just so many resources out there for support, hands-on community, people-to-people kinds of support. And I really do strongly encourage you to find somewhere you can get plugged in to where you're able to have support and accountability. And of course, I would love it if you chose to join me and the other Jesus-loving ladies who want to create sustainable, healthy lifestyles in my free Facebook group, which you can join at visiondrivenhealth.com/group. But friend, you know, whether it's with me or another form, I just know that without community, without support, these endeavors that we go after, it's tough times. And sometimes it's still tough times, but tough times are much easier when you have support. So, to recap, the five things that kill momentum when you want your weight loss to last a lifetime are: number one, focusing on the scale. It will not serve you. It is almost a guaranteed momentum killer. Number two, the all or nothing mentality. The very premise of the all or nothing mentality is that there is a nothing in which momentum would be killed. Number three, lack of intentionality. That, you know, whatever has served you and has allowed you to have momentum in the first place, Do not drop that. If you have to adjust it, but continue to be intentional. Number four, fear of failure or success. Trusting in the Lord, taking hold of what's available in Him, not allowing fear to determine or dictate the way that you go, to not allow you to make choices and concessions that take away your momentum. And then number five, to help you keep on track with all these things. Number five that can be a killer is not having support. And actually having support is what will help you to stay on track and to avoid the previous four. And ultimately, if you are not actively inviting God into the process, there is a high probability you'll find yourself without momentum. And more importantly, you will be distracted and looking away from the vision that you actually need to stay the course. Healthy habits are not just about the weight loss, but about stewarding our bodies for the sake of the kingdom. When you find yourself struggling to stick with it, come back to the why, the vision that you have committed to. As always, I'd love to hear your questions, your thoughts, your feedback. You can email me at visiondrivenhealth@gmail.com. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or a verse you would like me to unpack for the Holy and Hungry devotional, please feel free to send it my way. Otherwise, friend, I will see you on Wednesday for the Holy and Hungry devotional. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.